Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media for Wednesday, March 18th, 2015. Remember the news last week when the Education Department spoke and said it would end contracts with five of its nearly two dozen debt collectors? Now, that elicited praise from many borrower advocates. But here's a fact. The department actually was referring to contracts signed in 2009 that are expiring in a few weeks, and not to the new multi-year, potentially billion-dollar contracts two of the five received in September. The truth is, the U.S. Department of Education acknowledges all of its contract debt collectors have violated federal consumer protection laws. But it doesn't seem to much care, according to advocates for borrowers and the debt collectors themselves. The department accused all of its debt collectors in a February 24th email of either violating the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act or federal prohibitions against unfair, deceptive, or abusive acts or practices by misleading distressed borrowers about the benefits of making good on their defaulted federal student debts. In a report last week, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau said a number of the Education Department's contracted debt collectors misled troubled borrowers and obstructed some of them from making payments to get out of default, likely violating the federal law. Borrowers' complaints were ignored, according to the Education Department's Inspector General. Few resources were devoted to policing the debt collectors, the Inspector General, and the government. The Inspector General and the Government Accountability Office charged. But on February 27th, the Education Department seemed to turn a corner. The announcement last week left out a crucial detail. The Education Department had given out two of the five debt collectors, Coastal Professional and National Recoveries, multi-year contracts in September that were worth up to $2 billion. The contracts were basically renewals, and the department wasn't going to terminate them.
This is my opinion.
Every once in a while, I like to do an opinion piece, an op-ed, as it were. Here's one that I've titled "The Credit Bureaus and the Spin Cycle." The three major credit reporting agencies, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion, have recently been lauded by many for revealing new methods for investigating the accuracy of their records. They have all agreed that they will be hiring people. Yes, real O2 oxygen-breathing people to investigate claims made by the public in the challenge, verification, and validation of their debts on a credit report. If only you knew how they really verify debt. The recent revelation is a joke. The law has not changed. The Fair Credit Reporting Act has been as law for years, and it is the active legislation that governs their process. There is only one change, however. Finally, somebody with a pair of coconuts, some chutzpah, as it were, stepped up on behalf of consumers everywhere. That person is the New York State Attorney General, who conducted an investigation since 2012 that led to the settlement last week. His name, Eric Schneiderman. The Fair Credit Reporting Act states in part, quote, "Whenever a consumer reporting agency prepares a consumer report, it shall follow reasonable procedures to assure maximum possible accuracy of the information concerning the individual about whom the report relates," end quote. There were some comments made by the industry that states the credit reporting agencies, quote, "are always looking for ways to improve our procedures, and this consumer assistance plan will allow us to do that," end quote. They were never prohibited from doing so. What this is spin. And it's spin for, dig nabbit. We're going to be sued, so we better talk a different story. I know I have never told a credit bureau they can collect data on me and resell it for huge profits. I challenge anyone to tell me that they have. Each credit bureau makes billions, with a B, of dollars in the resale of your information. When one point can make the difference between getting a home loan and not getting one, the least they can do is to get it right. I can virtually guarantee you they will not. Oh, by the way, do you know how many reporting agencies there are? You're wrong. According to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, there are 43. Apparently, Target has learned from its massive hack and will start issuing more advanced chip and PIN credit cards early next year. The company announced it will swap out its current Target Red cards, which only work at the chain, to newer models that are enabled with computer chips and require customers to type in a PIN. It might sound annoying for consumers, but it's a major step forward to preventing the kind of mass credit card theft Target experienced in 2013. Target is also replacing payment terminals in all of its U.S. stores by this September. It's part of a $100 million investment to better secure its stores. This makes Target the first big retailer to move into the more advanced credit card system, which is already used worldwide, but not in the United States. Consumers are still confused about what goes into a credit report and a credit score. Does that surprise me? No. Given how little knowledge there is out there on credit scoring and credit reports, this is totally relatable to me. Now, a credit bureau, TransUnion, recently released a survey with more proof that the methodology built up around credit reporting will take a long time to undo. Again, not surprising, considering the amount of confusion there is out there among people who even think they know. The myth that will be one of the hardest to beat is the notion that income or assets have anything to do with credit reporting. They don't. Maybe they should, but they don't. You can have $1 million in the bank, but that doesn't mean nothing on the credit report. Here's what their findings are. Now, albeit it's a small survey, it's a survey of only 1,000 people. But here we go. Number one, payments affecting credit scores. Nearly half the respondents, that's 45%, falsely identified that rent and cell phone payments affected their score. Those are not reported to the credit bureaus. Now, among survey respondents who checked their credit report in the past 30 days, half of them, a little bit over half, mistakenly believed their full employment history and income level are included in their reports. 49% of those with excellent credit mistakenly thought rental payments are included in their report. Number four, nearly half, 48% of respondents who've checked their credit in the past year incorrectly believed that an increase in income improves their score. Number five, 40% of the people, of the respondents who never checked their report, are unsure how checking it affects their score, and 20% who checked the report in the past year mistakenly believed checking their report would decrease their score. 61% of those who checked their report in the past 30 days erroneously believed paying off debts from late payments automatically increases their score. Number 7. 70% of those who've checked their report in the past year incorrectly assumed that it reflected recent changes or trends in their finances over time. Thank you for listening. This is John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Media. That was the news.